Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening, Shalom Aleichem. We are in the Chovetz Chavavos Shar HaBitachon, in his Psicha, his preface. It's page Resh Tzadivav. Okay, so we are discussing now the material benefits of Bitachon. And what the Chovetz Chavavos has been telling us now is that a person with Bitachon will invariably have a more comfortable life. Why? Because since he does not really feel that he is the cause of his Parnasa, he understands that Parnasa is an expectation that working for Parnasa, making the efforts toward gaining a Parnasa, is an expectation that Hashem has of man. But it is not actually the cause of Parnasa. Later on, throughout the Shar, Chovetz Chavavos discusses why Hashem set it up this way. But really, he explains to us that the way it works is that Hashem has in mind what he has in mind for you. He expects you to go through natural means so as to provide a derech hateva means for him to give you what he wants. But in situations where there is no derech hateva means, then Hashem is going to give you what's best for you, whatever the case is. So therefore, basically, what the Chovetz Chavavos is telling us here is a very interesting perspective, but a fundamental one, that the obligation, the expectation to take material measures to earn your parnasa, to take care of yourself, they can be prioritized. They don't necessarily trump everything else. The expectation for you to do something toward your parnasa does not trump health, he told us. It doesn't trump a normal, reasonable lifestyle. A person will not take such jobs, he won't engage in such professions that will take a very serious health toll, professions that will take a very serious family toll. He feels comfortable saying, no, whatever it is that I do has to fit into a lifestyle that leaves room for family, that leaves me healthy, that leaves me space, that leaves me room for spiritual pursuits, leaves me able to daven like a mensch, leaves me able to learn like a mensch. I'm going to keep my efforts to parnasa inside that box, and that will automatically mean that he's not going to be involved in the types of jobs and professions that will do in a person's health, that will completely take a person over. Okay, now we move on. It's on page Resh Tzadivav in the Lev Tev edition. Mehen, another one of the material benefits of Bitachon is Miut Tzar Nafshoi B'Mischoi, that he is not distressed in matters of business, in matters of merchandise. For example, in Tis'akev Etzlei Pragmatia, let's say he invests money in a large stock of something, he doesn't manage to sell it. He has an important debt that he's not managing to collect. Or if Chalila, he's stricken ill. With all these different things, the reality is what it is. There's nothing to do about it, just that for many people, they'll be very, very stressed. They'll be very, very distressed. For him, not. He takes it all in stride. He takes it all with equanimity. Because he understands, I did my part, I did my hishtadlis, I did my reasonable efforts. At this point, however it unfolds, is what Hashem is deciding for me. And if this is what Hashem is deciding for me, this is what's best for me. And I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with it. You know what? Maybe comfortable is a little bit of it might be uncomfortable, but I'm okay with it. I'm calm with it. I'm not nervous. I'm not stressed. I know that this may be uncomfortable, but this really is what I need to be experiencing now. This, ultimately, is really what's best for me. Whether it's business problems, whether it's an illness, chalila, or other types of problems. So yes, he might suffer problems, a person with bitachon, but very, very often, what really does us in when we have problems is the stress that comes along with it, the tension that comes along with it. And when a person is not experiencing all that, the problem could be experienced in a much smaller box. So he says he knows that Hashem is setting up his affairs. And Hashem can choose better for you than you can choose for yourself. For you, it might seem that it's very important for me to not have this business problem. But that's in the short term. All you see is the present. You don't know what Hashem is setting up. Hashem is busy working with your circumstances 20 years down the road also. You never know what does what for you. There was a person, but Victor Miller told about a person who invested in a big business, and he had a big warehouse full of merchandise, and he got in trouble with the mafia, and they burnt down his warehouse. They burnt down his warehouse. He lost all the, you know, everything he had invested all his capital in, he lost. So he went from being a person with very, 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 very good business prospects, with a lot of his whole warehouse. He was now basically broke. So he didn't really have much to do, and he took a job as a Rebbe. And this person ended up developing a career of chinuch. He became one of those star legendary Rebbes that had a hand in shaping so many people's lives and in impacting and affecting so many people. And now this person said, he said years later, he said, at the time what happened to me was a tragedy. But I had no thoughts. I never thought I had it in me to be pursuing a chinuch career. But look how meaningful it was. Look how it became the core of my identity. Look how it became my claim to fame. It became the fulfillment of my life. And look how many people were touched as a result. We never know what's leading to where. And Hashem, when He's busy conducting your affairs, He's planning, He's not just dealing with what's good for the here and now, but He is busy calculating all the different things that He knows you're going to be going through in the coming decades. So, okay, and next, this is taking this point another step further. I'm skipping a bit. Another material benefit of bitachon is that a person is happy with any circumstance that he finds himself in. Even if it goes against his natural inclination. He wouldn't have chosen to be thrown out of his apartment right now. He wouldn't have chosen to be sick right now, chas v'shalom. He wouldn't have chosen this and he wouldn't have chosen that. These are things that are objectively misfortunes. But you know what? This person has the mindset that I'm in someone else's hands. Someone else who knows better for me what's good for me, has a much bigger picture, understands my neshama much better than I understand it, and therefore he is leading me along a tailor-made program which is ultimately going to get me to the best place possible. And therefore, whatever he experiences, whatever he encounters, whatever he's going through, he says, wow, I'm so lucky this is happening to me because this is what's getting me to the best place for me. Because he's completely secure in Hashem, that Hashem is doing whatever is best for him in every situation. Just like a mother who cares about her child will do, when she bathes him, when she diapers him, sometimes she locks him up, sometimes she lets him out, sometimes she locks him up in a crib, right? Sometimes she lets him out, against his will. You know, he thought she loves him. And look what she's doing to him now. Whether she's scrubbing behind his ears, whether she's bathing him when he'd much rather be filthy, whether she's diapering him when he's perfectly comfortable running around with filth, and whether she's locking him in the crib when he'd love to continue terrorizing the household for another 3 hours tonight. But she's putting him to bed. She knows he has to go to sleep. Tomorrow he'll be cranky. So here is a person who has his own ideas of what he'd like to be doing now in life. But you know what? There's a higher force in life called his mother, who has a better understanding of his good. And she is busy doing all kinds of things that he's not happy with. But we understand that this is really what's best for him. So this is how a person moving through life, understanding that he's being carried through life by Hashem. And Hashem, yes, is putting him through things for us. It might be the mature level of being diapered or bathed or put into bed against our will. But this is exactly what we need. This is exactly what's best for us. It's like David HaMelech said, Im lo shivisi v'daimamti nafshi, the way I think of myself is, and this is what causes me to be at ease, he says, Kigamul alei imoy, kagamul alei nafshi. I consider myself just like an infant, an infant who is being carried by his mother. Okay. So here, the Chavis HaLavis has shown us a number of reasons how bitachon, true bitachon, will provide a person with a comfortable, happy, serene material existence. Okay, we move on. Now, v'kivan she'be'alti mita'alis ha'bitachon b'elikim. Now that we have outlined the different benefits that bitachon brings, the various benefits that it brings to a person in his spiritual life and in his material life, mashen is dominantly, as we discussed. Now he's outlining. We're finishing up the preface to Shaar Bitachon. We're going to be moving into the perek, into the Shaar, and he's outlining the chapters that we have ahead of us, the different discussions that we'll have about bitachon. So, echad mehem, number one is, mahu habitachon. What exactly is bitachon? What is its definition? Hasheni, b'sibois habitachon al abruin. In the second chapter, he's going to do, again, one of his chavis halvavis exercises with us. He's going to analyze all the different reasons why a person might trust another person, and what different pieces need to be in place for me to put myself that much more implicitly into somebody else's hands. He's going to use that as an exercise to approach having real trust in Hashem. Hashlishi, the third chapter will be Beveo Hagdames Hashabavoron Yischaev Abitochan Elikim. We'll discuss a number of premises to having Bitochan in Hashem. V'chiyuv ha'esek basivois. And another discussion we'll have is what we'll call hishtadlus, the obligation to engage in hishtadlus, to engage in taking measures to care for ourselves materially. V'arvi, number four is, b'veiru ha'dvarim asher b'hem yi ha'bitochen. In another interesting discussion, he's going to outline different areas of life and how bitachon applies to them, where you should be applying bitachon, where you should be saying this is up to Hashem, and where you should not. Sometimes bitachon can be a way of escape or a way of shirking responsibility. We'll see. Al-Hamishi, the fifth chapter will be Bahefresh Sheyesh Bein Esek HaBiteach. We will describe the differences between a person who has bitachon when it comes to working for parnasa, or ben esek mishena b'teach b'elikim b'hem. What will it look like? What will the parnasa efforts, what will the material efforts of a person with bitachon look like versus those of a person without bitachon? Vashishi, and number six, is, chapter 6 will be, Beveo Ofne Chiyuv Ganois, he's going to be refuting, rebutting, Da So'oimim, the people who say that, Barichos Atavis Bo'ilam, when they want to push off really putting themselves, really investing in spiritual programs, investing in a spiritual life, they say, "Umiyachlim nafshosim akabalas avodas alekim k'shagiu lechefzam boy." There are people who will say, "Yes, I know that I need to be learning. I know that I need to be putting more effort into davening, etc. But you know what? First, I have to make sure. You know, when I can get to a certain place in my business, a certain place of security, a certain place of financial stability, then I'll really be able, I'll have the peace of mind, and I'll have the leisure to be able to invest in these different spiritual areas." So he is going to, this is really what Chazal say, right? Don't say, you know, when I have the leisure, when I have the time, I'm working toward it, then I'll really start learning, because it probably won't happen. So he's going to be discussing that mindset. He refers to them as Balei HaMashkoines, meaning they tell Hashem, "You want me to serve you? You want me to dedicate myself to you? Fine, but first I need collateral from you. When you give me XYZ, then I'll be ready to put myself into your hands. But before that, we can't have a relationship." So that'll be another thing to discuss. Vashvi b'mafsida bitochen b'elikim. The last chapter will discuss what works against bitochen. And that will include anything else, any other miscellaneous points that have to be discussed in Bitachon. Okay, we will end here for tonight. Kol Tov.
Thank you very much.